This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica meets literacy target. BOJ says national debt exchange payment to benefit economy and plans underway to fund community tourism in Northwest Manchester. The details after this message.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education has met its target of having 85% of grade 4 students being literate by the year 2015. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the results of this year's sitting of the grade 4 literacy test showed 86.5% of the over 85,000 students who sat the exam achieving mastery. 92.5% of the girls who sat the exam achieved mastery, while the figure was 80.3% for boys. The performance of the boys jumped by 11.7 percentage points over last year's average performance of 68.6%. Of particular note, the minister adds, is the fact that the average level of mastery jumped by 9.1 percentage points in 2015 over the previous year.
The country set itself this goal many years ago, and I pay tribute to the successive political administrations, the administrators, and especially the teachers, the principals, and the parents who have brought us to a good point this year.
The education minister was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Thursday. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, says Jamaica's overall economic position stands to be strengthened after the government makes the first scheduled repayment under the National Debt Exchange Program next year. Mr. Winter says the repayment will see a large injection of cash into the local marketplace, which is expected to produce several positive spin-off effects.
At $62 billion, this represents an unprecedented event that should exert a powerful force upwards on the relative prices of domestic assets and downwards on the cost of money in Jamaica. It will be positive for business confidence, job creation, and faster economic growth.
Mr. Winter was speaking at a press conference in Kingston last week. The government is expected to make the first major repayment of $62 billion on maturing bonds issued under the National Debt Exchange, NDX, in the first quarter of the next calendar year. The Electoral Commission of Jamaica, the ECJ, is reminding Jamaicans that they have less than a month to register for their names to appear on the November 30 voters list. September 30 is the deadline for registration. The ECJ says persons who register after the deadline will have to wait until May 31, 2016 to be added to the voters list and will not be eligible to vote should an election be called before then. While registration is continuous, the ECJ updates the voters list every 6 months on May 31 and November 30 of each year. The cutoff date for each list is 2 months prior to publication to facilitate the processing of applicants. Persons who meet the November 30 registration deadline should expect to receive their identification cards by mid-December. And plans are underway to develop several areas in Northwest Manchester for community tourism. Member of Parliament for the area, Mikhail Phillips, says work is being done to transform the community of Maidstone, the first free village in Manchester, into a tourist attraction. He says the works will be carried out through funding from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF.
They had quite a bit of artifacts coming from that free village, which was stored at the Nazareth Primary School. With an agreement to the Ministry of Education, they have given us a schoolroom, a standalone classroom over at Nazareth, where we can construct a museum. So we have taken the money that TF gave us, and we have decided that we will now construct a proper museum with the assistance and guidance from Jamaica Heritage Trust, TF, and Institute of Jamaica.
The Member of Parliament was making his contribution to the first ever State of the Constituency debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.